FM, live and local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to help you select the right protection at the right price. Pete will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With State Farm agent Pete Euler, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call him. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time 8:24. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we are really celebrating the latest announcement from Newman Regional Health, specifically when it comes to the DAISY Award, which really, really highlights and celebrates the nursing side of hospital operations. And we're pleased to have with us Chief Nursing Officer Heather Elward. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Beautiful out.
It is a wonderful day today. We also have Women's Life Center Director Bobby Johnson. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. And we have DAISY Award winner Victoria Schlupe. How are you this morning?
Thank you very much. I am very good.
Good. I have to ask what it was like when you were told, I'm assuming that this is a surprise.
It is a surprise announcement. Until the very last moment.
How did you, before we ask really kind of how you felt, how did you hold the surprise as long as you did?
Well, first of all, my admin assistant doesn't tell me who it is till the very last minute. That way I don't, because I have a hard time keeping secrets. So so Bobby had coordinated calling, you know, Tori's family. So we always arrange for the, you know, hopefully whoever presented the gave the award and then the recipient's family to be there and special, make that special for them. And then we send out an invite ahead of time just to save the date, and then that morning we announce the location, because it pretty much, you know, kind of gives it away once it goes to a specific location in the hospital where it will be.
So. Gotcha. Bobby, how much work did you have to do to kind of keep things hush-hush?
Oh, well, I just had to call her husband and ask him to be quiet about it, that it was a surprise, and he did a really good job.
Awesome. All right, Victoria, what was it like to, you know, okay, you're getting paged out, okay, fine, here you go, and then talk about the scene and kind of what your thoughts were.
It was a very chaotic day, the day that they presented the award, but Bobby did a very good job at keeping it a secret, because I didn't know. I was bothering about it all morning. But, yeah, it was... I held back the tears. I'm very emotional about that stuff. But I saw my family come off the elevator, and I knew it was me. So it was very breathtaking, and I can't express the gratitude that I have for receiving the award.
What does it mean for you to be nominated, you know, and have the write-ups? Because if I remember certainly correctly, having the patient write-ups is a key part in kind of determining who's eligible to get the DAISY Award.
It is. I love reading what people have to say about me, just because I'm a person of few words. I like being a patient myself here. I didn't like nominate anybody, and I feel bad about that. But
well, it's always time now.
You're right. You're right. So it is very, like I said, I don't have words. Like, I am very thankful.
This kind of begs the question, what got you into nursing, and kind of what your approach is to being a nurse with those that you care for?
I have been a nurse for 3 years, and what initially, like, I knew I wanted to be in the healthcare field as a little girl, 6 years old, really. But my... I'm sorry.
No, you're okay.
My grandmother got cancer and passed away from cancer. And so caring for her, completely different topic, you know.
Sure.
Hospice care or respite care versus moms and babies. But that's what really topped the cake for me.
Yeah. How soon did you want to go into, does it sound like you're a pediatric nurse then?
We're labor and delivery nurses.
Okay. What was it that kind of directed you that way?
Well, through school, you go through clinicals in different departments, and we went to Newman and a couple other hospitals, but I followed a veteran nurse around for 3 days, and she pulled me aside that last day and was like, you need to apply here. I'll vouch for you, and if you apply, you'll get the job. I like how much of a go-getter you are. Mm-hmm. You'll go places in life.
What is it like working on the labor delivery side? For folks that, you know, maybe pop in like myself once a year or twice a year now, maybe three times, Daisy Award, and then the first baby of the year. That's basically the only time that I'm up there. But what is it like on a daily basis? Or, you know, just kind of talk about the ebb and flow, the hustle and bustle of the office.
We are a smaller facility, so we're cross-trained in postpartum nursery and labor and delivery. We have scheduled stuff through the week, and we're more busy during the weekday. Mm-hmm. And so we could have 1 to 2 to 4 deliveries on occasion, but very rarely. Mm-hmm. And then we take care of our moms and babies on the postpartum side. It keeps me busy for sure.
I'll bet. Talk about your team of nurses that you work with and what it's like and the kind of the joys that you have with the team that you have.
A lot of the times, that's why I come to work. Sometimes, you know, you get those days where you just don't want to do anything and not go to work.
True.
I mean, but the people that I work with are very encouraging and very supportive, and they make it fun to come to work.
Good deal. Heather, I got to ask, and Bobby, I'll ask you too. It sounds like Victoria was the way it sounds, really embodies what the Daisy Award's all about.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she is just so caring and compassionate, and you can tell just reading her nominations from patients. I think she had over five this nominating period, and just, you know, she was there for them. She came and visited them. She stayed late. She puts in extra. She doesn't – I mean, a lot of people come to work and just check in and clock in and clock out.
Yep.
But she goes that extra mile and really just gives all her all to her patients while she's there. And yeah, and they do have a good time. They have a good team, and I think she was being – they're usually busy versus not busy, but she's right. They'll have 4 babies and then none for 2 days, but they're – you know, it's always a big influx and then outflux at the same time.
Sure.
So
absolutely. Bobby, what's your thoughts? You know, because it sounds like, you know, mentioned Daisy Award, and, you know, Victoria's one of those nurses that really stands out.
Very well-deserved, yes, and not shocking. Because she does, like Heather says, she comes to work every day, goes above and beyond. Her patients always have kudos about her when I round on them. Yep, she's just definitely one of a kind.
Cool. Talk about the Daisy Award for folks that are, you know, we're seeing a lot more of this on social media, mm-hmm. not just with Newman Regional Health, but other facilities nearby. Talk about the kind of the Newman Regional approach to the Daisy Award.
Just, you know, in general, I think it's in over 1,000 healthcare organizations across the world, not just here in the U.S. So I think, you know, it was established based off from a family that really their husband and family member died at 33 from a rare disease, and just that, you know, just they wanted to give back to the nurses, because that's what they remembered the most from his stay, is how caring and compassionate. And so from that, just an idea to go to now thousands of hospitals, I think is amazing, because we do have some of the most caring and compassionate people anywhere. I've spent my entire career here, and I can't imagine going anywhere else. And it is right, because it's because of the people, like the people who are here that are doing what we do every day. And it's typically a happy, but there's a lot of sad things too. So sure. It's, you need that camaraderie to keep going through. So
cool. Bobby, for folks that would like to nominate a nurse, how do they do that? Because we mentioned here, that's kind of a key part of this going forward, is those nominations. And in case somebody wants to highlight and lift up a nurse who's done a really good job in their situation, how do they do that?
Each patient gets a pamphlet in their discharge packet, so it's right there if they want to. It's also, I believe, on the website.
Mm-hmm. It's at newmanrh.org. /Daisy. Okay. They can nominate there also. And then we do have just, you know, Google or Star Awards also for any of our clinical team or anyone in the hospital you can leave. We've had Daisy Awards that come in for environmental services or other members of the care team, and we just share those in different ways with our team.
Okay. All right, Bobby, anything else you wanted to add here for our conversation this morning? Because that's pretty much the questions we had today.
I don't think so. I think Tori's just an amazing nurse.
There you go. How about you, Heather?
I just want to, you know, thank our community because we received over 53 DAISY nominations just in this six-month period. And so that's really meaningful to hear that people take time out of their day to recognize the work people do every day. So I appreciate that from our community.
Good deal. How about you, Victoria? Anything else you'd like to say either about the process, kind of how it feels to have the DAISY Award, or just anything that you'd like to say to the community?
Just how grateful patients are for us. We are grateful for our patients as well because they don't have to accept our care or want us as their on their care team. So I am very grateful for my patients and the patients that let me take care of them. And then also the nurses that have shaped me into the person and the nurse that I am today. So thank you guys very much.
Awesome. Well deserved. Victoria Schloop, the latest DAISY Award recipient from Newman Regional Health. Victoria, thanks for joining us today. Are you, you look like you're on shift here now. So
yes.
Back to work you go, I guess.
Absolutely.
All right. Bobby, thanks so much for joining us here today. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Heather, thank you. Appreciate you joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. Again, our guests here for this Newsmaker 2 segment, Chief Nursing Officer Heather Elward with Newman Regional Health, Women's Life Center Director Bobby Johnson, and DAISY Award winner Nurse Victoria Schloop. 834 on KVOE Live and Local.
All right, thank you all, and congratulations. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Sunshine, 61 degrees. It is 8:35. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Multiple fatalities reported in the small town of Greenfield, Iowa, southwest of Des Moines, after a powerful tornado.